It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It's Kyle Bailey in, looking out at the rain. Mary Gilbert, meantime, with a palm tree behind her down in Scottsdale, Arizona. Of course, team leader of the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. And Place is why you're down there back in your 25th trip this year to Arizona.
Hey, yeah, Kyle. So this is pretty exciting. Place has our semi-annual awards contest. So, you know, it's kind of cool. A lot of the real estate conferences I go to, anyone can go there because you pay to go. Well, this conference, the only people here are the ones that got invited because they completed the productivity contest. Only the winners are here today.
Well, that means you are a winner, and obviously you stay very busy. And in fact, today we want to talk about something that impacts every homeowner, every buyer, every investor, and that is the latest Douglas County housing report that came out last week, right? And what stood out to you most about that?
Yeah, the September 2025 Market Action Report came out, and it paints a clear picture. So what it's showing is that we're actually in a market that's shifting. It's not crashing, and having a smart strategy is making all the difference for buyers and sellers.
So what are some of the big headlines?
Yeah, so here's the big headlines. New listings are actually up year to date. They're up not as high as you would expect, about 1.7% higher than last year. So that means sellers are still listing their properties for sale.
And what about sales?
Yeah, so if we look at the pending sales year to date, this is how many contracts went under, how many sales went under contract. So those numbers are down about 4.9%, which tells us buyers are being more selective as they're shopping for a home.
What about inventory?
Yep, inventory is also, that's currently sitting at 5.5 months. That's the highest in about 2 years. So that's what we call officially a balanced market. When we get at that six-month range, it's no longer a full seller's market.
And what about...
So good news for buyers.
Yeah, what about prices?
And even though prices dip slightly, the median home value is still holding steady at $325,000. Average sales prices are holding steady just around $350,000. So stability is the name of the game.
So for buyers, more selection, a little more negotiating power. And for sellers, sounds like pricing and presentation are everything.
Exactly. So the homes that are price right and move-in ready are still selling fast. The ones that aren't quite price right or move-in ready, well, they're sitting a little longer or they're potentially not selling.
What about areas around the greater Roseburg area? The report broke that down too, right?
Yeah, so if we look at Northwest Roseburg and that Sutherland and Oakland area, these are areas that are seeing strong buyer activity. These have higher average sales prices and steady pendings. And then we look down into Myrtle Creek and Winston. And so these are areas that are attracting affordability-focused buyers, especially those wanting acreage. And then if you go to Southwest Roseburg and Southeast Roseburg, so we're looking at Green District and downtown areas, those are still popular, but pricing aggressively matters. And for those lifestyle buyers that we talked about, riverfront and rural properties continue to command top dollar. So those, surprisingly, are moving.
Yeah, I know. That's one that a lot of people like to watch. It sounds like buyers are either looking for turnkey convenience or really a big lifestyle value.
That's right. And that's why strategy matters now more than ever. So if you're thinking about selling your house, don't just list your house for sale. Make sure you can find someone that's going to position it and have a pre-launch and marketing strategy for you.
So what about listings? I know you've got a new property to share.
Yeah, so we've got a listing here at 5041 North Myrtle Road in Myrtle Creek. This is a great three-bedroom, two-bath home, 1,920 square feet. It's listed for sale at $585,000. It's got over 8.38 acres. It's got those farm views, quartz countertops. It's got a guest suite, covered porch, patio shop. It's got the barn. It's got RV hookups and irrigation water rates dating back to 1917. And also North Myrtle Creek frontage borders the property. This is listed with my partner, Chris Woodruff, at the Mary Gilbert Group.
Boy, it sounds like a dream setup. I mean, privacy and practicality.
Exactly. Perfect for someone wanting that space, potential for income with that a second home, or just enjoying privacy and serenity by that creek.
Wow. So give us this week's market pulse.
Yeah, so if we are looking at how this week stacks up compared to last week across Douglas County, if we're looking at new listings, this week we had 56 new listings come on compared to 42 in the prior week. So we are seeing a little bit more inventory coming into fall months. Price changes, we had 64 price changes. That's pretty consistent with the 69 we had in the prior week. So sellers are starting to adjust ahead of the fall and winter months. If we look at pending sales, just a slight drop. This week we saw 41 compared to 50 in the prior week. And sold homes for the week, 21 compared to 37 in the prior week. So we're seeing a shift in number of closings, and we start seeing this happening in the fall as, you know, we have some seasonality happening. And expired listings, only 8 this week as compared to 27 in the prior week when it was the typically we see a lot of listings expiring the last day of the month. So hopefully sellers are relisting their properties instead of giving up, because there is a reason they want to sell. And just stay on the market. You can't get your house sold if you're not on the market.
Yeah, more homes coming on, fewer going off. I mean, that sounds like kind of a classic pre-holiday tradition.
Yeah. The buyers who are active right now are serious. So that's something to consider, right? So if your home looks great, is priced right, it's going to move. Just got to find that right buyer.
All right. Open houses this weekend. What do you have?
So we've got a gorgeous one-level home, affordable, in Sutherland at 122 Lily Court. This is a three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,660 square feet, offered for sale at $410,000. It is actually on an open today from 3 to 6 p.m., so a three-hour window. Go check that out. Moving out to the Green District. This one is on Sunday, so it's a 275 Little Brook Lane. This home is in a 55-plus gated community. It's got the community area, and this park is really big. So the nice thing about being in this park is that the space rent also takes care of, like, your front yard maintenance. It includes, you know, like, trash service. You've got lots of flat area to walk around. I know that's important for a lot of retirement communities. And this house is three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,768 square feet, offered for sale for $160,000. All of these houses were very well sited on these properties. It's got the attached two-car garage. So nice triple-wide manufactured home. This one is going to be open house on Sunday. So if you're out and about on Sunday, check it out, 2 to 4 p.m., 275 Little Brook.
All right. And of course, while you're enjoying time down at the Place event in Arizona, folks here in town can still connect with other members of your team as well. How do people do that?
Yeah, so anytime you guys need help, we're here to help. Give us a call at 541-366-6080, or you can stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens in Roseburg. We have our doors open Monday through Friday, so feel free to stop in. There's always someone at the front desk, or you can always visit us online 24/7 at marygilbert.com.
All right, that wraps up Local Real Estate Today. Mary Gilbert live from the Place event down in Scottsdale, Arizona, where it's sunny and there's a palm tree. Mary, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle.
All right, it is 8:59 at the Morning Report.